Now, news that the British government is going to hold an inquiry into the murder of, in 1989, of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane has been given a broad welcome by politicians on both sides of the border. Mr. Finucane was shot dead in front of his family by loyalists who were found to have colluded with the state. But will an inquiry be meaningful? Will British security services, including the highly secretive MI5, surrender their files? Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern said this week that there would be no point in holding an inquiry unless MI5 participated. The decision to hold a public inquiry came after decades of pressure from the Irish government and from politicians in the United States. Earlier, I spoke with Democratic Congressman Richard Neal, who's co-chair of the Friends of Ireland caucus, and I asked him for his reaction to the decision to hold a public inquiry.
Well, I welcomed it, for sure. I think it's part of the Labour government's new edict suggesting that they're going to revisit the legacy troubles in the sense of bringing some closure to the lives of those who witnessed these terrible tragedies. And in the case of Pat Finucane, I've been with this case for more than 30 plus years, maybe 32 years, almost since the time that he was murdered. I spoke with Geraldine Finucane about 3 weeks ago, and she indicated to me whether or not we would be prepared to go forward again with another letter to the British government, which we did. And we have asked for this review for decades. I also have been of the mind to suggest that another high-profile case amongst the loyalists, I think some of their cases should be acknowledged as well, and I think that's part of the legacy issue. But in the case of Geraldine Finucane and Pat Finucane, he was murdered essentially in his dining room. And when you had a chance to take a look at the circumstances surrounding what really was an assassination, it's reminded of just how grim the troubles were for a lot of families. I was long involved in the Guilford case, the Birmingham case. There were a series of these cases that were very high profile, and they all had an element of collusion to them.
Yes.
And upon review, our position was vindicated.
And so
I'm hoping that in the case of Finucane, it'll play out the same way.
And the decision taken, as you've mentioned, it has come after decades of political pressure by many people, including yourself. But the decision to hold an inquiry is one thing. The next question is whether it will be done right, whether it will be done correctly, and whether it will have access to all of the relevant files, including from the security services. Do you have any concerns in that regard?
Well, I was very pleased years ago because I had also taken up the Bloody Sunday case. And on the day that Prime Minister Cameron took to the floor of Commons to acknowledge what had really happened on that day and apologize for it, I spoke to those families on that afternoon because it was, again, a very high-profile case. They were not looking for remuneration. They were not looking for a triumphal moment. They wanted to know what really happened. And I think in this instance here, there's going to be a great glare of publicity as it relates to the circumstances surrounding the inquiry. And I'm ever so hopeful that that scrutiny will bring about an honest conclusion to what really happened that day. There's one thing that is not in doubt. He was murdered.
The former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern said on RTÉ Radio during the week that he believes the hands of MI5, the British security agency, were all over this murder, and that there would be no point in holding an inquiry unless they're part of it. Do you agree with him?
I do. And I've known Bertie very well for a long, long period of time. We've been on a first-name basis, and frequently we coordinated our requests. But I think that the Friends of Ireland, using a series of positions that were taken on the House floor, letters, interactions with the British Embassy in Washington, and a request that we've made of British prime ministers to take a hard look at some of these cases. I think these families simply deserve to know what really happened. And I do think that Bertie, as he's related it, is on target.
But if recent history tells us anything, it is that getting MI5 to cooperate isn't going to be easy. They took 8 years to hand over files in relation to the British agent known as Steak Knife, and only after that investigation had published an interim report. So how much confidence do you have that there will be full cooperation from the British security services with this inquiry?
Well, yeah, that's a legitimate question. And I would answer it by saying, I don't think this inquiry would have come about without the okay of Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister. And I think that, again, unleashing some of this documentation ought to be able to occur if the Prime Minister is behind it, as he has indicated. Let's put it this way. There's no way that the Secretary would have brought this issue to the fore without having conferred with Keir Starmer.